Almost everyone in need of a financial bailout heads to Washington, but in Southern California, a couple of troubled car dealers went straight to City Hall. They told officials in the town of Norco they needed some help to stay afloat, and as NPR's Ina Jaffe reports, they got it without having to beg.
After four decades in the automobile business, Mitchell Fromm can still get excited about a car, like the new Dodge Challengers on his lot.
Kind of the old school hot rod from the 70s. It's kind of a remake off of that, and only with all of the new technology in it. So it rides and handles a lot better. It's a lot quieter.
Fromm has had this dealership in Norco for 20 years, and it's been a good business until recently. Now he has twice the number of cars sitting on the lot as usual. His would-be customers don't have the money to buy them, and as you've heard just about everywhere, the banks aren't making loans these days. Fromm was in real danger of going out of business.
If I didn't receive some working capital, I mean, I don't think anybody has a crystal ball, but, everybody knows it's going to be a tough year.
But the city of Norco has come riding to the rescue. That's probably how they'd put it here in the place known as Horsetown, USA.
And we received that honor because we have so many horses here in town,
says Mayor Kathy Azevedo. Her office in City Hall is decorated with horse paintings, horse statuettes, and horse photographs.
That picture in the center is me on my horse running the city flag in the rodeo.
The rest of inland Southern California may be crammed with suburban subdivisions, but Norco has a rule that all homes must be built on no less than half an acre, so residents have room to keep their horses. The roads are lined with bridle paths instead of sidewalks, even downtown.
You can tie up your horse and go shopping or, dine and then get back on your horse and hit the 120 miles of horse trail to head home or to a friend's house or wherever.
This lifestyle is supported to a great extent by the sales taxes generated by the auto dealership, says Azevedo. So in late November, the city tapped into its redevelopment money and gave Mitchell Fromm and another auto dealer in town lines of credit worth $500,000.
We need them and they need us. As a matter of fact, the auto mall is 40% of our sales tax revenue here in the city. And we just thought it was the perfect use of our redevelopment agency funding to give them this line of credit. And hopefully it'll get them through the storm.
This is a very smart thing to be doing,
says consultant John Husing, an expert on the economics of inland Southern California.
In city government, the largest share of the discretionary budget comes from the sales tax, and the biggest share of the sales tax comes from automotive. If a dealership closes, it means the city is going to have to pare back what they're doing in parks, what they're doing for seniors, the sorts of things that the city councils can control.
In just the past few months, the region has seen 11 of its car dealerships shut their doors. So Husing says other cities in the area may follow Norco's lead. Mayor Kathy Azevedo thinks her town is already a trendsetter.
We kind of like to jest and think that maybe the federal government wanted to pattern themselves after Norco when they decided to help with the bailout.
Meanwhile, Mitchell Fromm knows he's now personally responsible for a $500,000 loan, but he seems to be taking it in stride.
Sincerely, if I didn't believe that I could take care of the debt and I wouldn't do it. I have all the faith in the world and in our business that we're going to be here. We're going to get through it.
Both Fromm and the city of Norco have too much riding on this venture to think of it any other way. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.